Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Dorn and I think it's trending in that direction, that Lamar Jackson, who really could win a third MVP, he's too good to be held down the way the Steelers have held him down. And really, all the stars are aligning for this to be the game where he gets it done against Pittsburgh. You think about what happened in game one this year between these two teams. Mark Andrews, who's the security blanket for Lamar Jackson, when bleep gets wild, when stuff hits the fan, that's the guy he throws to. Well, okay, the Steelers know that. Third downs, key moments, passing situations. They walked Minka down. It was mano a mano, Minka on Mark Andrews, and they shut him down. Well, if Deshaun Elliott doesn't play, and I don't think he's going to play, that's going to change some of the tactical things that you can do. And if it doesn't, if you do decide to do the same thing, okay, great. Do you have faith that guys like DeMonte KZ can be your center fielder and take away the deep shots to Flowers? I don't know.
Well, I mean, what would you rather have? I mean, whether you think it or not, you got to go one way or another, right? I mean, I would go that direction. I would still trust Minka to shut down one of their best players.
But I agree. Then,
I mean, they still have Likely. They still have Flowers. And then they could still run the football. So, I would. You would have to trust. I mean, this is where I thought that, honestly, Cam Sutton would be a factor for this football team.
He's been a big disappointment.
Seriously.
A really big disappointment. He's missed tackles. They kind of view him as a jack of all trades. I view him more as a master of none. I don't know what happened in Detroit, and I'm talking about on the football field, but they got a player back who's not the same guy that left. And when he left, it made sense to me for Detroit to pay him the money that they did. And then I think he was kind of miscast there, and he has not been a factor since he's been brought back. I think the bloom is off the Beanie Bishop rose. I think he was fortunate to be in the right spot and create a few turnovers, and I'm not knocking him for it. Good. Those were key turnovers that he was able to force. But I don't think at this point in his career that anybody would classify him as a good player. Joey Porter Jr. is playing arguably, and maybe not even arguably, the worst football of his professional career. I think the Ravens are catching the Steelers at absolutely the right time.
Yeah, and it's the right time for them, too. You know, you're catching the Steelers, but you're also trending upwards.
Yes.
On offense and defense, honestly. This isn't going to be the same defense. I feel like, we talk about that. We talked about DMPs and the whole situation, but we don't talk about it as much because of Lamar Jackson and because of Derrick Henry and because of, you know, what they did to the Giants last game, and they are trending upwards on offense. This is a... You know, it's not a great defense, but it's not the same defense that you played against the first time around. It's just not.
No. And we talked about it the first time. It didn't really make a lot of sense that the defense was by far the worst in the league against the pass. They got good players.
Yeah.
And they got the same good players they had last year. Now, their DC left, but that shouldn't make that much of a difference. You got great players. They should be playing great. And now they kind of are.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you pause. And you're not going to have George Pickens. And Najee Harris hasn't been as good of a player of late. The Steelers are trending down. And I don't want to put too much stock in what happened in Philadelphia. Like, I've tried to sweep that under the rug as much as I can, but it's not that I can totally ignore it. And it's not like Joey Porter Jr. only struggled against Philadelphia either. It's all lining up for this to be the Lamar game. 412-928-9370. So if that's the case, how do you win the game? You need Russ and you need Arthur Smith to do the Cincinnati thing. And easier said than done, because Cincinnati's defense, they don't have a Dean Pease walk through that door. That defense is a sieve. It's as bad of a defense as I can remember seeing in the NFL. Really. I mean, it's that bad. But I think Arthur Smith yesterday came out and he said, you know, we're like an old pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
When it's going good, it's going good. But it just takes a little while to get started up. And he's talking about the running game. I don't think that you need to pound the rock for four quarters or for three quarters and then hope the dam breaks in the fourth. Like, sometimes that works. Sometimes that needs to be the game plan. I don't think that's what you should be doing in this game.
Yeah, but who's going to be that playmaker?
I know.
You know, against Cincinnati, George Pickens, you know, what did he? I mean, he had his normal 80 yards
85,
and
a
touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that. So where are you going? Who what unit can make and produce the most plays, big plays? Is it the running backs as a unit, or is it the receivers, or is it the tight ends as a unit?
You said it earlier in the week. I think it's got to be, from an explosion standpoint, it's got to be a Jalen Warren
gotta
game.
Be.
It has to be.
There's no question. There's no question. I mean, Calvin Austin's, you know, I think he's having a great year, and I'm not taking anything away from him. But I don't think that he scares defenses still.
Nah.
He doesn't scare defenses. They're not going to game plan around him. Who are you game planning around? If you're Dean Pease and or the defensive coordinators. Anybody?
We talked about Mark Andrews, take him out of the game. I'm keying in on Pat Freiermuth. And he's not an explosive guy, but he's a playmaker. And he's come into his own these last four or five games. He's playing his best football. He would be the guy I'm focused most on taking away. And I'll tell you what, number 14 for them, that might be the guy.
Yeah.
That might be the guy. He is a star. And you put him on Freiermuth, and then you double up Mike Williams whenever the Steelers have the guts to put him on the damn football field. I don't know where the offense comes from. I think it's a big Arthur Smith. What's the line from Batman where the Joker, schemers? They're schemers.
Is that what he says?
Something about schemes.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Schemers. I think this is a scheme game. I think this is a Arthur Smith, go into your bag of tricks. They ran a flea flicker last week. It was one of the only positive plays they had in the game. I'm not even talking necessarily about trick plays. I think this game comes down to, can Arthur Smith find a way to get guys who can't get open, open?
And like, it's a shame because this game, if you need to produce an offense and you have another element that you can kind of fold in, I don't know if that element's going to be available within Justin Fields. Like, if Justin Fields was healthy, I would bet money that he would get a lot of snaps this game.
Yeah.
Is he going to play? Right, like you don't even have that. You can't turn to that for a spark.
Did you see the video of TJ Watt on the sideline doing the knee thing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't call it great. I'd still bet on him playing.
Yes.
But is he going to be his explosive self? I don't know. Is George Pickens going to play?
Probably not.
Probably not. So it's going to be on Arthur Smith to get creative and... maybe not even creative. We're sussing this out right now. Mm-hmm. Just break tendency. Do the opposite of what you did in the first Cleveland game, what you did against Philadelphia. You're beating your head into a brick wall, hoping that eventually the brick wall is going to break. This is not the game in front of 70,000 drunk, out-for-blood Ravens fans that you can afford a bad slow start. You can't. So you got to come out guns a-blazing. But now we're having the circular conversation. Who's going to step up offensively? I think you need to see some tempo in this game, Doran. I think you need to throw on early downs. I think you need to try to avoid third downs as much as possible. And I'll tell you, I don't have a lot of confidence in it.
No.
But that's how you need to play this thing. The Eagles blitzed Russell Wilson one time last week, and still he was getting harassed. And Ben talked on his podcast, Roethlisberger, of course, to our guy Spence, and said, when you got a team that can create pressure with four, you are really up bleeps creek without a paddle.
Yes, you are.
And that's what the Eagles did. These four, you pin your ears back, we'll drop seven back into coverage, and you don't have George Pickens, good luck. Dean Pease wasn't born yesterday. He's like 78 years old.
Yes, he is.
I'm guessing you're going to see a lot of that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.